I don't know how I should feel about the George Zimmerman verdict. I was the same age as Trayvon Martin when he was killed. It was the first shooting case that got national attention where I felt connected, like I could relate. When I first heard the story, it seemed clear. Trayvon Martin was young and he was murdered. I thought it would be an open and shut case. As time progressed, it changed. The more information came out, the more complicated the case became, and then the verdict was announced. I wasn't surprised, but I was emotionless. Should I be angry? Should I be sad? I felt like goop. No shape, no structure. I decided to go to Arnold Perkins, someone with deep roots in Oakland in the civil rights movement who is a mentor to black youth like me, hoping he could help me understand my feelings. He's a former member of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. He was also head of the Alameda County Public Health Department. I turned to Perkins because, honestly, I felt lost.
Part of the lostness, one thing is my generation talks about the lost generation. So what has happened is I've either walked away, I knew the way and walked away and left you, okay, or I'm lost and you followed me. You know, so we act as if our young people, the situation that our young people are in now is of their own making. Mm-hmm. It's of the making of my generation because we came through the civil rights era. So we thought we were free through integration. And then we then set out to get minds. You know, and then I got mine and I left you behind. And that's what we're suffering from now, is we've walked away from your generation.
I see another side to that. I wonder if it's not that the older generation walked away. It's that the younger generation, my generation, didn't step up to replace those civil rights leaders in the community. So when something big happens, we don't know how to respond. And things keep happening. I was 14 when 22-year-old Oscar Grant was shot and killed on a subway platform in Oakland. In a lot of ways, the full significance went over my head. Now I really get it in light of Trayvon Martin's death. This kind of thing keeps happening to people like me daily. My family has been telling me this since childhood, but now it has greater meaning. I grew up in a neighborhood where on my block it was fine, but a few blocks over it was more transitional. As a fourth grader, every time I went outside, whether I was going to school or hanging out with friends, my Grammy and my mom would always tell me to be careful and to look out for myself. As I entered middle school, their directions got more specific. Miles, make sure when you walk home you change your route. You never know who's watching. Up until that point, I thought they were just being overprotective. But now as an 18-year-old, I realized they weren't so much worried about me. They were concerned about those around me and how they would perceive me. As a young black man, I always have this cloud following me, evoking fear, hate, and sometimes empathy. At 71 years old, Arnold Perkins is still living with that cloud, and it angers him.
Racism has never rested. There's a string, a history of it going on from the time of slavery up until now. Nothing has changed. And so you could take Oscar Grant, you could take Emmett Till, you can take Trayvon Martin, you could take them all. And it's the same pattern that goes on where people are afraid of us. I, as an African male walking down the street, a 71-year-old African American walking down the street, people are afraid, you know? And so we have to deal with that.
It's the harsh reality. And the court system, even after we're gone, won't often look out for us. I asked 26-year-old Pendarvis Harshaw why.
That's a great question. Why? The potential that brews in you as an 18-year-old understanding this and having the energy to do something, but not having the actual vision or directions to do so, there's a potential for mass creation or destruction.
That's why what's next is really important. I don't want to shrug my shoulders and say, what can you do? At any other time, there were obvious leaders and obvious movements that I could have gone to for answers. As I get older, I realize that stories like Trayvon Martin's were always close to home. I just had to grow up to understand how they relate to me. My Grammy's warnings have a deeper meaning now. They weren't just about rules like looking both ways before I cross the street or not talking to strangers. She was telling me, I'm a target. For Youth Radio, I'm Miles Best.